Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Giants in week one of the NFL season. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Sunday night, NBC, 8:20 kickoff Eastern Standard Time. Two teams that's the history of the National Football League. The Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. What a game it's going to be on Sunday night. Cannot wait. Let's talk about the New York Giants. Last year under Brian Daboll, they made the playoffs. And the thing about New York that you want to talk about, the progress they made as an organization. And you think about how Daniel Jones really improved last year under his new head coach. 3,200 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, only 5 INTs. But make no mistake, the New York Giants are only going to fly offensively if Saquon Barkley stays healthy. He's one of the best, maybe best all-around running backs in the National Football League. Might be at the top of the heap. Last year, the gentleman had over 1,300 yards rushing, but was more impressed. He had 57 receptions for close to 350 yards. A very explosive player. And then I like what the Giants have done from an offensive standpoint that I'm looking forward to on Sunday night. They're saying Darren Waller from the Las Vegas Raiders. I almost said the Oakland Raiders. This is a gentleman that's a very explosive football player at the tight end position. 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns in his career. He's a guy that's going to add an element to their offense. And then they bring in over Jalin Hyde, who I saw go in the third round, who I thought was definitely a first-round talent at the University of Tennessee. I don't have to say no more. His career at Tennessee, 108 receptions, 1,769 yards, and 19 touchdowns. And then from the defensive standpoint, Dexter Lawrence got paid as one of the top D tackles in the game. Last year, he had 7.5 sacks. But the Giants, if you're talking about progress, I think they drafted the best defensive back in the draft, in Devontae Banks, out of the University of Maryland, first overall pick. When you look at his game film, all you got to do is go back and see how he played against Marvin Harrison Jr., limiting him to 50 yards in that football game as Maryland took on Ohio State. Mr. Banks can play at a high level. I'm looking for the Giants to be very competitive on Sunday night. Now to the Dallas Cowboys. The keys to this game on Sunday, even the keys to the season. You think about the Dallas Cowboys. As I tell people out there, and I tell people here on 100 Yards Football, I've been a fan since I was 6 years old. That's been almost 57 years. And I go back to all the great years of the Dallas Cowboys winning Super Bowls in the 70s under Roger Staubach, Bob Hayes. What more can you say? Drew Pearson, Ed Tootall Jones. And then, of course, 92 to 95, them three Super Bowls. Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Russell Maryland, Tony Tolbert, Charles Haley, Dan Woodson, and the great Deion Sanders. Well, you're looking at this football team, the 2023 roster. From a talent standpoint, I think this roster is good as them Super Bowl year rosters. The key to the Dallas Cowboys this year, the pressure is on Dak Prescott. Make no bones, there was a reason Trey Lance was signed a couple of weeks ago, brought in the trade over from the San Francisco 49ers. Dak Prescott, 23 touchdowns last year, but the key stat, 15 interceptions. And I go back to one play. Dallas had control in a game in the playoffs against San Francisco, and he made that key interception. Frisco goes down, kicks a field goal, and it's tied at halftime, and that game changed. Dak Prescott last year played up and down. From an offensive standpoint, even though the Cowboys lost Ezekiel Elliott, this is by far maybe their best offensive units of all time. CeeDee Lamb, over 1,300 yards last year, 9 touchdowns. Michael Gallup took a step back, but he's going to be healthy now. 39 receptions, 424 yards. Then you got Brandon Cooks bringing him over. He's going to make us forget Amari Cooper. This is a gentleman that's explosive, 57 receptions, 699 yards, 3 touchdowns. Then you're looking at the defense. Early on in Dak Prescott's early years as a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, it was questions, when was Dallas ever going to get the defense up to par? Really, when you look overall at this defense has probably got more better players than it had a long time under defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Michael Parsons, There was talk that he was being compared his first year to LT Lawrence Taylor. I didn't want to get out of my line, but look what he's done in his two seasons. 33 tackles for loss, 6 forced fumbles, 26.5 sacks. DeMarcus Lawrence is a hell of a defensive end, hell of a football player. Then you're looking on the back line in the secondary, Trayvon Diggs. Now they're bringing over a defensive player of the year, and Stephon Gilmore. The safeties, Donovan Wilson, Jerron Kearse, Malik Hooker, the best safety trio in all of the pro football. Then looking offensively, they add some more offensive pieces. I'm sorry, Tony Pollard, out of my hometown in 901, had over 1,000 yards rushing last year, 12 touchdowns. That's why Ezekiel Elliott is not a Cowboy anymore. Case in point. And then Deuce Vaughn, a young man that's been off the chains, has took it up to another level. Even though he's 5'5 in stature, can we say Darryl Sproles too? 3,600 rushing yards in his career at Kansas State, 34 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns receiving, 41 touchdowns overall. And he's been a jewel in preseason camp. I'm looking for the Dallas Cowboys to really put on a good show on Sunday evening against the New York Giants. I'm expecting them to win the football game by at least 10 points. I'm looking at a 27-17 win. This is a Super Bowl team. Make no bones. Super Bowl team. And it's all about Dak Prescott. You cannot have all these offensive pieces. And then your offensive line, Zach Martin has came back to camp now. He's back with the team. Tyron Smith, even though he's getting old in the tooth, he's still stable. Then you signed Terrence Steele, the right tackle, to a big, big contract this past week. What more do you want? Cowboy Nation, this is a solid football team. Super Bowl or bust. It's that simple. And remember the key point here. Jerry Jones is 81 years old. He's not getting any younger. Make a real point here, and I'm going to say it real quietly and slowly. All eyes is on you, Dak Prescott. The pressure's on you to take the Cowboys past the second round of the NFC playoffs. Your job is getting to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl or bust. This team is good enough to get there. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And all I'm going to say is this. See, that was a great musician by the name of George Benson. Sunday in New York, you got the Cowboys and the Giants playing at 8:20 on NBC. And George Benson had a song on Broadway. To you, Mr. Dak Prescott, you got paid your money. You played very well over your years, but you've been inconsistent. Some people are now comparing you to Tony Romo, too. You put all the great stats up. You play for America's team. But you never get over the hump winning that big game. As the great George Benson says to you, Dak Prescott, and I'm saying to you now, it's neon lights. The lights are big on Broadway. The nation is going to be looking at you, Dak Prescott, as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.